Before we start this episode of Honey, I Raised the Kids, let's thank our sponsors, Inspect All Pest Services, providing the highest quality termite, pest, and wildlife control. InspectAllServices.com. It's not all they do. No. Take care of your insulation, pressure washing, gutter maintenance, and other home services in the metro Atlanta and surrounding areas. InspectAllServices.com for you two peers in the Atlanta area. The Aurora Law Firm. TheAuroraLawFirm.com. That is Mad Dog Manny, who you will hear on the BS podcast from time to time. Criminal defense all over the country, based out of Georgia. White collar crime, DUI, drug offenses, appeals, and more. TheAuroraLawFirm.com. And then our newest sponsor, Ridgeline Counseling. Dr. David Markwell and his 10 therapists, the best in the business. MarkwellTherapy.com. Reach out to him via email, ridgelinecounseling@gmail.com. Three locations in Georgia, across from Sprayberry High School in Sandy Plains in East Cobb, Marietta near the square, and McKaysville outside of Blue Ridge. But he can help you wherever you're at in the world. I talk to him all the time. In-person virtual sessions. MarkwellTherapy.com. All right, let's get to the show.
Go ahead and leave a comment about how you deal with your children leaving home while I recover.
Honey, I raised the kids.
Our kids leaving the nest is never easy. So in order to cope, Jason and Rachel have decided to share the journey of their kids, Caleb and Ariel, or Bees as most know her. Follow the story in this podcast.
Honey, I raised the kids.
There it is, episode 4 of Honey, I Raised the Kids. Thanks for being here. My name's Jason Bailey. It's my lovely wife, Rachel.
Hey, y'all.
Now known as Ray J. Us together.
Yeah.
Ray first. J. Yeah. TheBaileyShow.com. If you're into this podcast, please check out the rest of the podcasts that we have on the network. Give us a follow on social at Listen to the BS on YouTube. Subscribe, please. That's free. At The Bailey Show. We have subscription episodes for the BS throughout the week. Hope you become a two-peer and prescribe. Subscribe. Two different scribes.
I could prescribe you something.
I need a prescription of something, especially after this week. Oh, my God. My God. You know, again, so as in the intro, you know, it states, you know, what this podcast is all about. A little bit different from the BS, but, you know, Rach and I, we love our kids. We love our family. And we are about to become empty nesters. Now, we're young, you know. I mean, I'm 40. I'll be 49 in June. You're going to be 40 in May. Yeah. I mean, we're still young.
A baby. It's young, like a whole nother life.
Young parents. And, you know, when you think of being an empty nester, you think, I know I do as a Gen Xer, is you're like in your, you know, mid to late 60s.
Oh, yeah. Way older, like my parents' age.
Right. You're way older and you're kind of, you're in the golden years of your life. Mm-hmm. Where you have, in the financial world, they have like three different stages after you, quote unquote, retire. And that would be the go get 'em stage, you know, where it's, okay, the kids are gone. Next 5 years, we're going to travel. We're going to go get them.
Bae, when you go get them, Big Daddy Bang Bang's coming back.
But we're not, we're at an age, you know, where
Big Daddy Bang Bang can come back.
Yeah, but we're at an age where the go get 'em is, I mean, we're still working. We're still young. We're not nowhere near retirement, you know? So, it's a little bit different for us becoming empty nesters. Caleb at 23, you know, he's been out of the house now for the most part of 5 years. Again, as we've talked about, different with boys and girls. Ariel, a lot different. We're way more protective of her because she's a girl. I mean, most of you probably get that and understand that.
I will cut a bitch.
And she's off to the University of Alabama in the fall. So this week was very interesting in both of their lives. And what I like to try to do with this episode is talk about the here and now, but then what's going to happen when we're not around, especially with Ariel, which we'll get to second. The first thing is our son, without any notification, no communication.
Nope. Which is normal for, that's normal for Caleb. He just kind of.
It might be normal for Caleb, but it is not normal for normal. And that correct. Is he got engaged.
Oh my God. It made me cry.
He got engaged to his girlfriend who neither you or I have met.
We have not met her. She has been on, but we've also been in, I think he's been with her for like a year now. And we've been in California for a year. So it's been like FaceTime, and he's been out to visit a few times, but it's just been him. And he has asked if she could come along, but I was slightly selfish and said, I really would like to have this time with you.
Not knowing that he was going to propose.
I had no idea. Now I feel kind of bad.
Right. So we got the pictures. I guess he took her under a bridge where homeless people sleep, where there's a bunch of graffiti on the bridge. I don't know where.
He said something about wanting to recreate some show, some scene from The Crow. I think, hold on, I got to look it up because he said it was a something.
The Crow, that's his romantic go-to. Okay,
I tried to emulate the engagement scene from The Crow.
Wow.
Like, legit, word for word.
Wow. That's, yeah.
I don't know.
That's an odd one. You know, usually you will find like a rom-com or...
I don't know, man.
Like The Vow, The Notebook, something like that. But he went to The Crow.
The Crow.
Yeah, that's kind
of... I don't think I've even seen that movie.
Very emo of him.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, he was dressed in all black.
He was.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's... Again, this is a generational thing. You know, I would never, ever, if I'm his age, in his makeup... Now, this is different for different strokes, different folks... If I were Caleb in his makeup where he has a relationship with us, mm-hmm. has a relationship with his grandparents, mm-hmm. he has a relationship now with my mother.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell any of us.
Nobody. He didn't even tell Bees.
Yeah. He didn't ask any of our advice.
Nope.
Which Nothing. That wraps up, that encapsulates his generation.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm kind of surprised that he didn't say something to you. Or ask you something or have your opinion.
So I was thinking about this last night. If he would have, I'm not upset. I'm surprised. Maybe I'm a little hurt that he didn't ask me or ask any of us, to be honest with you. He just did it.
Mm-hmm. But he probably wanted to do it his way.
Well, on the other side of things, you know, this is what this whole podcast is all about. You know, the kids becoming, you know, their own and this and that. He's 23 and he took the bull by the horns and he did it and he didn't care what anybody else thought. That I respect. Not jealously, but the greedy aspect of it as I wanted him to come to
me. The parent side of things. It's okay. You can say that.
But I'm almost glad he didn't.
Yeah.
Because I would have had to have, as a parent, I would have had to have given him the pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
And
you would have told him how to do it your way, the right way.
No, I mean, I would have probably pushed to the point of trying to have him not do it.
Oh,
way too young.
I see.
23. Okay. Yeah. You know, then I would get into the, you know,
I was married before that.
And I buy into the theory of everybody should get divorced once.
Sure.
And so, and I joke about it all the time, but there's some truth.
It gets you in trouble for joking about it, but I agree with you.
It gets me in trouble. but there's some truth to it.
Sure.
And I always kind of, you know, people get all upset when I say this because it just sounds so cold and not thoughtful, but nobody kept their first car. Nobody has their first car. So it's the same thing with your first wife or your first husband. Right. You know, you
upgrade.
You'll always love it.
Sure. But you learn.
You loved it. The when you had it.
Correct.
You got a lot of use out of it.
It was the best.
You made a lot of mistakes with it.
Yeah. Yes.
But at some point in time, you move on. But you always look back and you're thankful for that first car, just sure. like your first husband or your first wife.
And it teaches you all the things not to do.
Right. With your next car.
Correct.
Or your dream car.
Oh, dream car. Yeah.
Same with your next wife, husband, dream wife, husband, whatever the case may be. So I would have to tell Caleb, I'm like, this is your test run.
Yeah.
And this is great.
How do you think he would have responded to you for that?
I think he would have laughed and thought I was joking.
Possibly, but I think he knows better by now that he knows you're not joking.
What do you say when your son comes to you after the fact of proposing to his girlfriend, hey, look, I'm getting married. And then you have to go into the run of saying, look, that's great. Congratulations, kid. I wish you nothing but the best. But side note, I really have a theory on this. Unfortunately, you'll get divorced at some time.
It's probably not the time. Yeah. But, you made a good choice. Probably not the time to say that.
But this girl, you're going to learn a lot from her for your next wife. Congratulations, kid.
So he's, I don't think they're planning to rush into getting married. He's just stating his commitment, which is very big of him. It's good. It's a good, I don't even know what to say. It's a good step forward for him, step in the adult direction for him. But it was so cute, babe. It was so cute. The pictures he sent with the little broken candles.
Was it cute to the level of the world of cute? Or was it cute to the level of, oh, in the world of tism, that's real cute?
All of the above.
Okay.
All of the above. We're like, I
like
would,
when you watch those special shows on TLC where the kids have, you know, some type of issue, you know, something going on. And,
yeah.
You know, and you're going, oh, that's so cute. But you wouldn't say that's cute to kids without any of those issues.
I would, because, well, I think it's cute on the 23-year-old level of things and the Caleb level of things. So, yes, on both, because the pictures that he sent, and he's not even thinking anything of it, where I'm, as a mom, like, bawling my eyes out because he's, for one, giving his level of, like, commitment and respect to her, which is sweet, but he went through this whole planning process. Like, there was a planning process, you heard, mm-hmm. behind it, the crow. I don't, obviously, from what you say, that it is probably emo thing of him to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never seen the movie.
Mm.
And, but like his little blanket and the little broken candles. And she looked so happy.
Mm-hmm.
So happy. They both did in the pictures, but her face was glowing happy.
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited.
He went under this bridge, like I said.
Yep.
Where it looks like homeless, you know. Yeah. When I say bridge, it's like, looked like a pier.
Yeah, kind of,
you know?
Like a pier.
And there's graffiti in the background. He puts out a sheet,
mm-hmm.
and I think he had some snacks on there. And then he had, to keep the sheet down on each side, he had like candlesticks. And these candles that look like bent dingers.
I don't know where he got those candles from. Do they still sell those in the store?
The long candles. Long. But they were all bent because I'm assuming because it was so hot out, the wax started to melt.
Yeah, or he put them in a bag and didn't like wrap them or something and they just like cracked. But the little wick inside is still holding it up.
Yeah.
So it's like a little meat.
Little meat thing. Yeah, little meat thing. So that's that. So that happened this week. Okay. Caleb is getting married. And it's horrible. I can't believe I'm going to admit this. I can't believe I'm going to admit this and say this out loud.
I can't wait.
When I found out that our son proposed to his girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
what was your first thought?
Is she pregnant?
Okay. Did you feel bad about that first thought?
No.
Okay. You want to know what my first thought was?
What?
Well, thank God he's a boy because we don't have to pay for it.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Why is mine worse than yours?
Well, because, I mean, he usually is very...
yours is dirty. Mine's...
I know.
Makes sense.
But I like... I don't know. I thought... I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Because you know you're damn wrong is what you know. That's why you don't have a damn answer.
But I don't know her parents either. But I don't feel like they're going to be
Tradition
crazy.
Tradition is woman.
You know what?
They pay for
if
it.
If you had to pick, you probably should have picked Caleb because Bees is going to break you.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Princess of the world. She going to need a $10,000 dress.
That's why I wish you were a lesbian. And then I don't know who pays for it. Or you just split it down the middle 50-50.
Probably split it down the middle. But I mean, like,
yeah.
Listen, well, this girl,
if they're,
she going to get you.
If people have ever tried to figure out why dads are so protective of daughters and very picky on guys and they don't want them to get married, mm-hmm. deep down inside, it's not so much it's the guy that's mm-hmm. entering the world. No, it's that we don't want to pay for the damn wedding.
It's the hurtful pocketbook.
Yeah, it's going to be expensive. Mm-hmm. At least we have time to save for her. with him.
You better keep going.
I can see their wedding taking place at like a My Chemical Romance concert.
Oh, that's so funny. He's going to think that's such a good idea.
Or something. He's going to like, who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know?
You're like, that is an amazing idea.
Yeah. I mean, Beartooth and all these bands.
No. That
he likes. He's like, I'm.
Do you know anything he told me? I found out when we lived here that he went to a Beartooth concert and was down in the pit and got knocked out because he was moshing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he only lived once.
Yeah. Yep.
Good
okay.
for him. That's so, great.
See, this is why he needs
stuff.
You.
Yeah, that's the
that's
good
why
stuff.
He
yeah.
needs you, because I'm like, don't ever do that again. Oh, my God. Why would you go down into the pit thinking we've been in the pit?
Oh, and when I text him to say congratulations on the proposal, he kind of, you know, it was very kind of like nonchalant. It was just like,
hey, thanks.
It was like,
thanks,
cool, man. I've just been real busy. Didn't have time to let you know. I was going to tell you today. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, this is a big to do, man. You gotta, so.
Yeah, you're like, you made the decision. Mm-hmm. Like, let's plaster the pictures everywhere. I have not been told that I'm allowed to put the pictures everywhere. I'm talking about it because I can't wait anymore. Mm-hmm. But I'm not allowed to put the pictures out yet. But when I tell you that this girl, when you saw the pictures, she was so happy.
Yeah, she
oh
was very happy.
Oh, my God.
Very
it happy. Literally tears to my eyes.
Does grandma know?
I don't think so. So listen. And I'm like, I will not be the one to tell her.
Well, I mean, listen, as of right now, cat's out of the bag.
I'm not going to be the one to tell her on the telephone.
Oh, okay. Well, she's going to see, probably Buddy's going to make a clip from the show and he might have something to do with that. And she's going to see it on the social media and it's going to be
really mad.
Very interesting. All right. So that's that. Feel free to, in the social media, say congratulations to Caleb and his bride-to-be. I don't even know her name.
Aaron. He calls her Mick because that's her like middle name.
Mick?
That her dad calls her.
Mick?
Yeah, Mick.
Yeah, let's go get him. It's Mick, Rocky's trainer. What are we waiting for?
Yeah.
Let's get married. That's okay. Mick, right? That's Mick. That's a great Mick.
Is there another Mick? Can we pick a different
Mick? Yeah. I can't get no satisfaction.
He might like that one a little better, but maybe we'll brainstorm on that one. There's
Mickey's, the alcohol. Mickey Mouse.
Ooh, Mickey Mouse. They do live in Florida.
There you go. So I don't know. But Mick Jagger.
There's got to be a
story. Mick from Rocky. Those are probably the most popular Mick. So
I'm sure I think her dad's in like into music or something. It's got to be a something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's that. Okay. Son's getting married. Yeah, it doesn't sting.
Right? No, I was okay with it. It made me tear up. And the reason why my first reaction was, is she pregnant? And his response was, no, I wouldn't do that to you. Thank Jesus that was the response. But that was just, I feel like he's young still. But then I look back and when we were those ages, I mean, we all did those silly things because we love too.
Yeah. And again, when I say it doesn't sting, again, this is the difference between having a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
And how it was handled. I mean, he handled it, in my opinion, wrong with us.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not mad at him for it.
No.
He's his own man. He's got to do what he's got to do. That's just me being a dad and being and greedy. And that's what we do. That's what we do. And that's what we are as parents.
I'm so, okay with the greedy side of things. Be greedy.
Greed it up. Yeah. And that's fine. That shows character with him that, you know, he didn't need to get us approved. He's not a mama or daddy's boy or anything like that. That's great. But the flip side of that is if, and when Arielle, it gets to that point.
Oh, murder.
Now, obviously, most likely, hopefully, she's not proposing to somebody.
No.
But, and we hopefully will know. Like, if whoever proposes to our daughter, if he does not ask for our blessing,
it's not happening.
Especially my blessing.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen.
Call me old school. Call me what you want.
Nope.
It's not happening.
Lucky for you, she tends to like the very well-mannered Southern boys, so I think that will happen.
Yeah, and that's good. That'll happen. But I was thinking, I was going, okay, this is the situation with Caleb, and everything that we disagree with, we're fine with. Why? Well, because it's Caleb, and you know, each situation for a different person, and mm-hmm. he's a boy. Mm-hmm. But then you look at if that same scenario happened with Ariel, we would be flipping out.
Yeah, it's not okay.
Absolutely flipping out. Not okay, right? And right. then, you know, she's, you know, 19 now, mm-hmm. or she's going to be 19.
She'll be 19.
You know, so let's just say, you know, she's done college in 3 years. That's, you know, so she'll be 22, let's say 23.
Yeah, around, same age as Caleb.
Same age as Caleb. And, you know, I was there too. I think we all were there where we think, well, especially if you grew up being programmed to think that's the stages of life. Mm-hmm. You go to high school, you go to college, and you get a job. And once you start that job, you get married. I actually subscribe to something a little bit different. I subscribe to that theory, but I also subscribe to, my whole thing was that I have to make at least $30,000 a year in order to get married. Because mm-hmm. I thought in my head that if I made $30,000 a year with taxes taken out, I'll have $2,000 a month, which is all wrong. I understand that. This is what I thought when I was younger. And the only reason I thought that was because I remember as a kid in the 80s, my mother and I were driving down the road and we saw, I think it was a lottery billboard, and it was just like so much money or something. I was like, God, that's a lot of money. And my mom was like, God, that is a lot of money. But you know what? You only need $2,000 a month to live. I go, really? That's all?
Where did that number come from? I'm going to call Joan and ask her.
I have no idea. But so I always believed that.
That was the number.
And I remember when it was about 1995, 1996, I just started my career. And I just bought my first place, my first condo.
Right.
Really cool condo in Winter Park, Florida. And my my mortgage was like $440 a month or something.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if you kept that sucker now?
I know.
Crazy.
But I didn't have much savings. And so I went to my grandmother, not realizing her situation. My grandmother lived a very frugal life. She lived off of Social Security, which was like $400. Mm-hmm. My mom found the stubs, and I have all the stubs and stuff like what she used to live off
of. You have her metal Social Security card.
Yeah. It was a metal credit card.
Oh, credit card. Sorry. Yeah.
It looked like those little gym key cards you put in your key.
With the notchy things in it.
Like it's in Braille.
Yeah. Crazy looking.
Anyway, so I called my grandmother up and I said, Graham, can I have $2,000? And I'm an adult, right? No. And she's like, Jace, what? I said, I know it's a lot of money, but can I have $2,000? Well, are you okay? You know, everything's always, good. Are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm fine, Graham. She goes, why do you want $2,000? You know, I don't have much money. I said, I know. This is how much my grandmother loved me. And I'm such a brat for asking her for this, but... And I said, well, Graham, I just want to make sure that I have a security net.
Stop. Oh, my God. You asked your grandmother for...
just so I had it in the bank.
You're such a boy.
I still have...
zero concept.
I still have the $2,000 in the bank account.
Stop.
I've never touched it. I've never touched it. I mean, I don't know which $2,000 it is, but it's still there. I've never touched it.
R.I.P. Graham.
Yeah, I never touched the $2,000, but I just wanted it in the bank.
Just to hold it.
Because I knew that, you know, I started kind of when I was dating, and I loved dating, you know, and it was good. But then there come times where I'd have relationships, and I'd always think, you know, because now I'm in that age where I'm going, okay, I want to find a wife.
And you didn't spend any of that $2,000 on any of them bitches?
No, I had extra money. I had extra bitch money.
Okay, all right.
I had basement bitch money.
You did not spend Graham's money on the bitches' money?
No, I called it basement bitch Benjamin.
Yes.
So my point is that I was like preparing myself. I mean, this is my makeup, but I was preparing myself to get married. And then my first girl I ever lived with, you know, I was like, well, this has got to be the one because I live with her. And I'm learning as I'm
getting... Where did you learn these thoughts? Well, where did they come from?
It was because how I was brought up. Okay. But I guess in my head, I would think one thing. I mean, obviously it's all over the place. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But my point of me telling you this and sharing the story is that these things I learned along the way. And I mean, at 23, I was still... in this mindset.
You're still a kid.
Right. You're still a kid. You know, so I'm going, okay, well, this is my mindset at 23. And I mean, I got married to my first wife at 28. And I still didn't have it figured out.
So I got married at 19, almost 20, and I was a widow.
Right.
At 22, almost 23 years old.
Yeah.
So completely different mindsets.
Yeah.
On both sides of things.
So we just want to make sure that Arielle, mm-hmm. and this is the next part of this. Actually, you know what? We've done it. We just focus on Kev. We'll do the Arielle thing next episode.
Oh, I can't wait for this
one. Yeah. I mean,
can't wait because I heard you all had a conversation.
We did. And, yeah. and it was,
I have a rebuttal to your conversation.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to have to hold it for next week.
I got it. It's in brain.
It was, and I'm not even going to, you know, get the green light from Arielle to talk about it.
You don't have to, cause I say it's okay. Cause I cannot wait to talk to you about this one.
But I will tell those of you that are listening, you know, she had a breakup and I was the only one around.
Because I was at work.
And I think I did a damn good job.
You did a really good job.
I'm sure you take issues with a couple of the things. But we have to make sure.
I just have a rebuttal, that's all.
Okay, we have to make sure that when she's 23, this is not even a question.
You raised a good kid.
Would you like to elaborate on that? Or are you just going to stare at me weird?
Really good head on her shoulders. And, well, I mean, if we're going to wait till next week.
No, about the marriage thing. I'm talking about the 23 thing.
Oh, no. I don't think you have to worry about her getting married anytime soon. She doesn't even want to have kids.
Okay. See, that's good because I mean,
she's cool with shopping for a kid, but she doesn't want to have them.
But she's such a girly girl, and she wants the white picket fence. She wants the big wedding. She wants the Disney princess life and all those kinds of things. So, you know, if you look at what Caleb did with his now fiance, it was for the most romantic. I mean, I'm sure a lot of the things that he did, you know, with the crow and stuff like that,
it's
their thing.
Yeah.
And that's what makes a good proposal.
Absolutely.
Is your thing.
Yep.
And that's the toughest thing is the proposal. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's tough.
Now on her getting married side of things, you have set the bar so high for any boy in her life that her expectations, because she is a daddy's girl and she sees how you treat me and how you in turn also treat her. If I get flowers, she gets flowers. She gets diamond earrings for her birthday. I mean, she is treated like a princess, and that is the bar that has been set for the expectation of how a man should treat a woman. She sees in how you treat her, but in how we are and your behaviors to me is what she sees.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Remember a year ago when I was questioned by somebody for a job and
obscene. I was absolutely obscene.
I was questioned if I hated, what was I heard.
You were a womanizer.
No. I hated women.
Oh, you hated women. Yeah.
I hated women. I was like,
what?
Do you even know? Like, I'm the biggest dad girl ever.
Girl dad and ever. All of the girls can tell you that. Oh my God.
You know, it's just
to like an entire cheer team of girls.
It's just nuts. How does Arielle feel about Caleb getting married?
So I told Caleb that I'm not allowed to tell grandma, but he told me that it was fine that you and I talk about it. And it was fine that Bees knows. And I was like, I sent him a text and I said, I told your sisters, and that being Bees and all of her little girlfriends, all the girls love Caleb like he's their older brother, and they talk to him like it. They text him and, you know, all the time. They all talk to each other all the time. And I said, well, I just so you know, I let all the girls know. And he's like, oh, okay. And he's like, well, what did they say? And I was like, well, listen. So Kenzie was like, Caleb, like normal. And Tati does her little squeal and says, oh my God, this is the cutest thing on the face of the planet. Mm. And then Bees is like, oh, well, How long has he been with her?
Mm-hmm. Because they haven't been together that long.
I want to say it's been about a year.
Oh, I didn't know it was that long.
I think so.
Hmm. A year's fine.
Yeah, I think so. She was not okay with that.
Who, Ariel?
Bees, yeah. Bees was like, how long has he been with her?
She wants them to be together longer.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the thing. This is what I would tell Bees. Is actually too long is bad.
Yeah.
So if you're with somebody too long, mm-hmm. like if they were to date, let's say 5 years.
Okay.
And they're like 26, 27 years old.
Yeah, but that's a...
Then it's like, what's the point?
Well, not necessarily.
Not necessarily,
because at that point, I mean, you're not like... This kind of what's the point when you're more adults and you're on your second go around. Not necessarily at that like... If they date for like 5 years and then they're 27, they're still learning how to be adults.
It's kind of like finding a shirt that you like at TJ Maxx. If you don't get it immediately, you know the next time you go back, it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
So you might as well propose today.
All right.
You know, when you feel it, when you find it, just go ahead and pull the trigger.
Well, he did. So he followed your advice. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Well, that part I like. That part is good.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to ask him if he's going to have a prenup, but he doesn't really have much.
She
can't come after my money.
The first go round, I think he's good. I think they're good this round.
You never know.
I don't know.
You can win the lottery. You can get in a car wreck and collect a lot of cash. You know, something could happen. I would just get a prenup. That's what I tell him.
Yeah, all about the prenups.
Yeah, just, you know, she might want his new Mazda Miata or whatever it is.
Well, how do you feel about your daughter having a prenup?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Take all of his money. Because she's got parents to support.
I will break your working hand, or your opposite of your working hand, I'm sorry. So you can still work and support my daughter. Just know when you're done, we're taking it all.
Yeah.
We are taking it all.
I really hope our daughter's first marriage ends in a very pricey divorce.
Well, you do realize that somebody to be able to afford her needs to make $30 billion a year. That's billion with a B.
Yeah, got it. All right. We'll get to her breakup stuff next week and we'll discuss it. So we went a little long today. So anyway, congratulations to Caleb.
Yay. I'm so excited.
I don't even know if I saw the ring. Oh, I did see the ring.
You did. Yeah.
Is it a diamond ring?
No, it's like, it's black.
Oh, it's an emo ring.
It's an emo ring. Yeah. It fits their little thing. It's good.
Okay.
I showed it to Shirley, the esthetician at work, and she said, oh my God, I love that.
Where did he get
it? She's a little spicy Latino. I love her.
Where did he get it?
I don't know.
Where do you buy an emo ring? Every kiss begins with black lipstick?
That's not okay.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't really know. I don't have that answer.
Yeah.
I would.
Is there an emo jewelry shop somewhere?
We can ask him and we can find out. I don't have that answer.
He didn't like roll up to Zales or something like that.
Well, so where's your emo section? The box did not have a name on it. So I like, you know how it has, sometimes they have like Zales or they'll have like the little printed inside of the box. Mm-hmm. Like D. Geller does too.
It just says blood diamond. Where'd you get the ring? Blood Diamond Incorporated. But it's not a blood diamond. It's just called blood diamond because it sounds emo.
I'm putting with a skull. He should have had skulls on that too. Yeah. I'm going to have to let him know. We got re-ring shop.
Re-ring it. All right, give us a like, share, follow on social media at Listen to the BS. Please listen to the rest of the shows throughout the week. We're giving you at least 4 days of new, fresh content. It's 5 times a week with the sub extra. Become a subscriber. It's very simple. It's very inexpensive. And you get new content that doesn't go anywhere. You're not going to lose it. It's not going to get fired. It's none of that stuff. If you dig what we do,
we're here for you
with what Rach and I do. And then what me and Chuck and Brandon do, please, please subscribe to the podcast and support the cause. You can get all that information on my website, thebaileyshow.com. Sign up for the newsletter there. There's a merch store. I mean, it's a whole shebang. I mean, this is like a thing. So we hope that you participate, especially in the social media. If you want to become a 2P-er in the private Facebook group, it's a really cool great group of people in there. Just go to the Facebook group and ask to be approved, and it comes to my phone, and I approve you right away, and all well is good. The YouTube channel, I think I didn't record like the first 10 minutes of this episode, so it'll probably just be our pictures like going, ah.
Is that a good picture of me?
Yeah.
Well, you do me dirty sometimes.
No, just look at the camera and just go, and then I'll just have Buddy put audio underneath of it.
Like that.
Yeah. So okay. At the Bailey Show there. All right. You got anything before we leave there, Miss Rachel?
Congratulations, Caleb.
Congratulations, Caleb. We love you. All right. Until next time. Bye.
I realize not everyone feels this way. And if you are okay with this stage of your life, honestly, more power to you.
Thanks for listening. Get more information and episodes on thebaileyshow.com.
Honey, I raised the kids.